My name is Muna Hassan, and a former trustee of Integrit Bristol.
My name is Ifra Hassan. I'm not her sister, but I'm from Integrit Bristol as well.
So can you think of a recent example of change that's made a real difference to people's lives?
I think Integrit Bristol campaign with Pharma on FGM, I think, made a huge difference in sort of getting that conversation into not just as a sort of cabinet, but people actually starting to realise that FGM needs to be in the education curriculum, and that it's not just FGM that we need to tackle, but violence against women and girls in general. And that's something that we don't do in education, but we need to, because I think young people still don't understand how dangerous misogyny could be. And I think the most recent example of that guy in America that went on shooting rampage, kind of because of the lack of education, I think there's so many things that both government can do, schools could do. I think everything kind of revolves around the fact that we have basic information in schools about violence against women and girls, and then young girls and guys leave school without ever understanding how dangerous misogyny could be and patriarchy, and that most women face these huge issues such as FGM and forced marriage without ever really understanding that there's that support for them.
Who do you think made this change happen, and how did it happen?
I think it was Integrit Bristol's sort of giving young people a platform where they could actually discuss issues that were really affecting them. And I think it really started off with, I know when we started off we were four girls and we were just writing poetry about FGM, and that kind of kick-started a movement where we weren't just discussing FGM anymore. It was about forced marriages, about all these things that happen to women, sort of rape culture, and being able to discuss that in not just an educational setting but also in a setting where you can express your true feelings without feeling like you're going to be attacked or that you feel that the teacher might not agree. And I think that provided quite a few girls to open up about issues they thought were not being tackled, and FGM was the biggest one where it was just being brushed under the carpet. And so yeah, Integrit just really gave those girls, and I think even the guys now, like, that foundation to talk about issues where they think
it's okay.
Yeah, that it's okay to talk about these issues, and that
you and they realise that it's done because of them, not for the girl. Now it's changing.
Yeah, that FGM is done for patriarchy, and it's this culture of patriarchy, and that the fact that guys can feel like they can tackle this now just as girls can, but it's also empowering the girls to be like, actually, we have our own voice, we can do this ourselves, and you guys can support us, but we're going to lead this.